Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're here again to have another wonderful show. And we'll start off with an emotional clearing for everyone. So we'll go back 10 days. So 10 days ago cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. And I'm starting to yawn. Something happened maybe 7 or 8 days ago. Oh, boy. So you came in. Whoa. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a mental body clearing. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So, this weekend we have our beginning of our marathon healings for this month. Starts on Saturday, 4-hour call, conference line. Starts at 1 o'clock PST. And then on Sunday we have our 8-hour call, and this is going to help us out with the body organ rejuvenation. This is what we're calling it here. Getting rid of the alien parasites, shapeshifters, shadow bodies, extraterrestrial worms and things like this here, implants. So if you're interested, just go online and pay for it if you wish, or just send me an email. It's $200 for the 4 calls, and your spouse is half price, and your children, if they live at home, are free if they're under 18, and actually pets and animals are free also, and they get these things too. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone. We have quite a few people here on the fast chat that I can see, so that's great. And please go ahead and type in any questions or requests that you might have for Ron this evening, and we'd love to hear from you. So I see a question kind of getting typed now. I don't know if the whole thing is there. Let's see. It's from Light, and they're saying the firing up of the grid energies are attacking and attaching itself to me. Those energies are making me sick and dizzy, and it's getting worse every day. So do you have any comments or suggestions on that, Ron?
Well, that's what these people done, is bring in this new ET energy here. What I would suggest that you do is maybe find out on some websites people who promoted this, and you know, contact those people and tell them that it's what they're doing is necessarily, you know, definitely not good, that they have the wrong intention. The intentions of the ETs that they're bringing in, which they may not even have an understanding of, is to harm people. So let's go and do a emergency healing here. Bring up the light beam on your screen. If you're new to the program, just scroll down a little ways. You know, Creation Light Shift Healing, scroll down, and we'll bring up the energy here. I'm going to bring in the light beam energy for an emergency healing for the next couple of minutes. And here we go. So I'll just wait a minute here for everybody. It feels like everybody's probably about ready, so I'll count to 10 as the light beam comes in to do an emergency healing on everybody here who have been, you know, hit with this energy. It's very common when they do these things. This is what brings them in. Ever watch the movie The Mist? You have a much better understanding, and have the people who've done this, do the mist too, watch it, and they may get an understanding of how bad or what has been done to us here on this planet. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll increase the energy here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll just be silent for a little bit here. and bring in some more of the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And here's more of the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do it one more time for everybody. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. So, yeah, if you guys want to do an email to the people that have done this, have them watch the movie The Mist, and may give them an idea of what they've done to us here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, Ron, to have, you know, different information start being put out there because, you know, these mass emails go around, you know, to promote people to do the firing or to participate in it, and you know, it's great to have other information, you know, true information being sent out to people, because it'll probably help a lot of people understand what's really going on. So let's see, we have Kyle and Adriana coming on the fast chat too now. Hi, welcome. And Kyle is saying that the phosphorescent lights on the light ships see our blueprints and our organs really good, and they see what energies we need, and it felt totally like they are getting ready to heal our organs big time. I loved it. So I guess you must be talking about the conference call today. You want to talk about that a little bit, Ron?
Yeah, so every Wednesday we have a conference call. We do water charging with 7 containers of water, and that allows you to have water for 7 days after the call. And we go to the light ship for about a half an hour for healing, and then we do the rest of the call for water charging. We also do 1-hour calls on Mondays and Fridays also for $20. So the water charging is very nice, and so what Kyle probably was saying was preparation for this weekend. He was on the last marathon weekend, or I should say month. So the light ship knows who you are, and they will work with you a lot of times without your knowledge, and they'll start to work, do healing work with you. So they're probably preparing him for the session for this weekend. What I will say is that, getting back to the grid firing here, there really can't be anything brought into this planet to increase the consciousness of people. This is what people think they're doing when they bring in love energy or whatever, you know, their technique is, or the reason behind what they're doing. Remember, it's an individual choice for everyone to awaken to their own spirit. And until you do that, you're really not going to connect to anything, because it's all going to be outside of yourself. Anything outside of yourself is a darkness. So these people are bringing in something outside of themselves, which is darkness. And this is why we have the state of affairs here on this planet. So, this, you know, you have to first get connected to your own spirit to find out if what you're doing is correct or not. I see a lot of people when I go to the expos, they say, well, I got my guidance. And I go, well, you got that pretty quick, you know. And they go, well, yeah, it's, you know, it's in my head. I just think and my spirit talks to me in my head. Well, they don't have a clue that their spirit's in their heart center. And so, you know, their spirit could be coming through as an entity. And the entity could say, yeah, I am you. And so this is what happens with most people. You want to definitely do that drop. So we'll do it right now for everybody. So think of an elevator, and this could be doing yourself. So think of an elevator. First floor is your forehead. And, I mean, 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Sylvia, back to you. I heard a beep there. I don't know if we have a caller online or not, but.
Yeah, I heard that too. Is anyone on with us? Hello, do we have a caller?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi, I'm Kim. I really just started listening to the show, and so I'm very new to this, and so with someone like myself, I've done healing work, but more like Regenesis, Reiki, that type of thing. What would be a good starting point, particularly if you don't have a lot of money?
Oh, that's a great question. I guess,
okay.
Go ahead, Ron.
The first thing that you'd want to get probably healed on you, if you wanted to get into healing yourself, would be to do the alien barcode.
Oh, it's called the Paleon barcode?
Alien barcode.
Oh, an alien barcode. Do I look like I have a lot of aliens in me?
No, what you have is a barcode put on to you by the aliens. This is your natal chart, okay, and many other things, and it's a depth barcode. And you'd want to get that off of you so that you're able to function with more energy. Do you want to explain it to her, Sylvia?
Sure. Basically, what the light ship found when looking at what had happened to everyone here,
mm-hmm.
One of the many things that they found is that kind of embedded or encoded into our bodies, into our DNA, or sometimes even on our spirits, we have these different types of, like a barcode, essentially, and one of them is these death barcodes that actually kind of control the time that we would die or leave, you know, our bodies, and those can get activated and cause us even 10 years before the pre-programmed date where this event is supposed to occur, can cause us to lose our life force energy and start to develop diseases and illnesses and kind of overwhelm the body with a hopelessness of not being able to survive, so it kind of gives up.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, so by taking off those barcodes, a person can have their life force energy renewed to them. Oftentimes, people have reported that they felt much younger, that their body kind of came alive again.
And how long does it take for you to take off an alien barcode?
That particular healing, if you do it with the online healing program that Ron has set up, takes about 8 hours to complete.
Wow.
Some people need a little more time than others, depending on how many barcodes they have. Most people typically have 3 of them, but some people can have more.
And you go online to take that, for that to be done?
You can do that in a private session with Ron, or you can do it online. Many people prefer the online because it's just as effective as doing it live with Ron. But you can do it any time, day or night, depending on your schedule or whatever time zone you're in. And you can, with the online one, let's say you end up having, you know, 6 of them to clear. Well, you have that opportunity just to keep going and get them all cleared. So
can you tell
really,
just by talking to me how many barcodes I have?
I personally don't have that information. Ron, you want to address that?
Do you want to know how many do you have? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes. Like just by talking to me, how many alien barcodes do I have?
Okay, you have 6 death barcodes.
6 death barcodes?
Yes, you have 6 death barcodes, yes. Uh-huh.
That's kind of high, isn't it?
What's that?
Isn't that kind of high?
No, it depends on the person. Most people have 3, and, you know, 10% of the people can have less or actually more of them.
What's the most you've ever looked at a person and seen how many barcodes? What's the most you've ever seen?
Well, I'm at top of that 27.
And he was walking?
Well, you know, it kind of just shows you what we're up against here and the kinds of things that we're attacked by or that we have to deal with. And the great thing is with the death barcode online clearing, whether you have 2 of them or 4 or 6, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ron, but I believe you just pay one rate for that and then you clear as many as you have.
Yeah, that's correct. And each one takes 2 hours minimum to do.
Do you feel completely different? I mean, right after you do it, do you seriously feel a complete difference in your body?
I'll ask someone else to call in to have the healing. We'll get someone else, please.
Okay.
They can tell you what it's like.
Great.
So normally, once you have them cleared off of you, the first one for a lot of people is the hardest because you finally realize that you're not immortal. Because they set you up for a dying process. And you'd want to go onto the page and read it probably about 3 times over so you kind of understand what's happening. And then what you get, the cost is $150. And then what you get for free is a second barcode right now, and that barcode is to release from you emotional stress death barcode. So if they don't get you one way, they can get you another. But,
I just have one more question. Once you clear them off, can they come back?
It'd be pretty hard to get them back to you. You know, everybody asks a question after you have a healing, can something be redone? You know, it's possible, but remember, you're living with it right now, so once you get it off, you're going to feel much better. And each one that you do, you feel better and have more energy.
Yeah, and I would just say, Kim, you know, each person can experience it a little differently. I myself, you know, as I went through all the different barcodes that I had, and I had even more than you, what I noticed is that I could feel every part in my body that was going to be affected as that barcode got activated. In other words, I could feel the area in my body that was going to be targeted for either, you know, a disease or something when that barcode became active.
When you looked in the mirror after you had all this done, did you recognize yourself?
Yeah, but I did feel much lighter and younger and more energy, and it just is something you kind of have to experience for yourself. And like I said, each person experiences it in different ways. Some people, like Ron was saying, are really experience the emotion of what was going to happen to them, and the experience of that energy of the barcode being active or coming due was really kind of affecting them. So that was like a huge emotional relief for some people.
Well, those barcodes are really like a death, a possibility of a type of death or a possibility of a death coming towards you. Am I correct?
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes you can already have one that, you know, got activated, but you know, for some reason you were able to pull through that, or maybe you just got sick, or maybe you just got your life force energy weakened, or, you know, something like that. Ron can probably explain that a little bit better than I can.
But when you had it done, had any of your barcodes been activated where you might have had a death experience?
For me personally?
Right.
Yes, I had already had... you know, I had some that were not, that had not got, you know, kind of come to fruition yet, and others that had. And what I had experienced was some, you know, traumatic life event situations, and also a great reduction in health.
Wow.
You know, just from before then, you know, I didn't obviously die, but my life force energy really had gone way down as a result. So what happened for me, and everyone, like I said, experiences it differently, but for me, after the point where one or more had become activated, I kind of felt like I had to push myself all the time, like I had to kind of push my body to do things that normally would have been effortless or easy or joyous to do. I had to kind of push and always counteract those effects. Which took a lot of energy, and I could never feel like I had enough energy at one point. So, I mean, obviously all of the different lightship healings that I've had have all contributed to great improvements, but getting those death barcodes off really makes a huge difference, because otherwise you're always kind of feeling like you're pushing a ball uphill.
Yeah. Thank you very much. This was really enlightening. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Kim, and thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, call in anytime if you have more questions, and definitely go to Ron's website and take a look at that and read about how that works.
And the website will take me right through it, so it won't be a hard thing to do, right?
Right. So you might have to read it a couple of times just to kind of understand it fully before you just start doing it.
Okay.
When you get to the website, it's great. Have you been on the website before?
I'm not really. I've been looking at the picture of the being.
Well, that's a great place to start, right there.
Jesus Prophecy of Ron. That's what I've been looking at.
Okay. So when you go to creationlightship.com, then on the left-hand side, there's a menu that runs down the page.
Okay.
And you'll see in one section the section for the alien, let me see exactly how, it's called the Alien Death Barcodes Removal. And it's under the Alien Attack Removal section. It's the last one in that section. So if you click on that, it explains the whole thing, how it works in detail. And then, you know, it shows you if you want to do the online clearing how to do that. So it's very easy to do. You just have to mainly set aside the time and just really go for it.
Well, I'm on the website now, and this is fascinating. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you again.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Ron.
There's someone else call. Oh, got a caller. Okay. I hear a beep again.
Yes,
someone
I'm here. Larry?
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hello. Hi, how are you? Yeah, I just wanted to contribute also that I got my death codes removed, the three death code bars, and I was very strong and very full of energy afterwards, but before I was almost bedridden. I couldn't get up and do my work. They were just hitting me so hard, and I couldn't do a normal day's work. But afterwards, I was able to do a normal day's work. I felt energy and strength return to me. So I can testify to the fact that they certainly work and give you your energy back again that was failing you formerly.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
That's great. Just curious. I don't need to ask you what your age is, but if you were to say how many years you dropped physically in age as far as your energy, looking back from the past, how many years do you think you dropped down to regain your energy?
I say 10 years for each barcode that I removed, death code. And I took around with people that I'll say my age. I'm 65, but now I'm 35.
That's great.
Because I got my 30 years back again. So.
That's great.
Yay.
That's wonderful. So did you also feather clearing too, Larry, the emotional stress barcode?
Yes, I did the emotional full life clearing. Yes, I did the emotional clearing and the death barcode. Yes, you get two of them for the price of one, and that was very nice, too.
How did that one affect you?
Oh, that helped a lot, too, the emotional clearing. I guess that set in with the death code because people have emotional traumas from the death experience of going into the barcode, and they become traumatized through death and losing their life, and I think that that's vitally important to get removed also, the emotional and the death code, because they seem to go hand in hand.
Yeah, do you think I don't know, if that wasn't done, do you think you'd have a little more depression about what happened to you or why and how, you know, as far as the benefit in the second one?
I'm not sure I understand your question about the second one. You mean going into the second one to have more understanding about that?
Yes, on the other 8 hours that you did with the emotional stress. If you wouldn't have done that one, do you think you would have a little more emotional attachment to the death process as you do now? Or if you wouldn't have had it?
I think I would. I mean, I did the full-life emotional release with Ron personally, and I got a lot of release from that, from the death trauma. I got a lot of healing from that. But then the emotional and the death code combined on the 8-hour process, 6 to 8-hour process, I did a lot of emotional and death clearing there, too. And it seems that your whole life I've had death-like experiences that people would attack me. And I guess, like Ron says, sometimes the light people, they're mixed with the dark people and families because the ETs mix us up in families to give us a hard time and destroy the light and the efforts that we have to be happy and have peace. So I got mixed up in a negative family, but I guess the ETs are behind all these schemes and plans to disillusion us. But we have to get it all back again and our autonomy back again so we can be fully developed as free life and free spirited people.
That's wonderful. Yep, that's correct. That's to regain
mm-hmm.
your spirituality over again, or at least find it, as they take it away from us. Well, thank you for calling, Larry.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye, Larry. Thanks for calling.
Okay, so...
So we have a couple of really interesting comments on the FastChat, Ron.
Okay, go ahead.
About the death barcode and some people that have done the clearing online and experienced like actually a distinct aroma that went along, like not a good one, when they were doing the clearing. That's really fascinating, almost as though like the energy of death had an odor to it, and that kind of came up and went away as the clearing got done.
Yeah, very interesting. I know for myself, I can see older people now. Well, naturally, older people die. Let's put it that way. And you can actually see these people and see the death energy just reeking out of them. And you can look at somebody and, they're going to be kicking the bucket in 5 years. And this is not necessarily being psychic. This is just looking at them. Because once you get that death energy off of you, now you can look through the veils of what was there before, and they're cleared away, and you can actually look at people and see if they're going to be dying soon or not. It's very interesting, because before you had this death all around you, and you could not see out of it, out of the energy field, because it was there, and you can't see past that, so you would not be able to discern somebody else's energy system. And once this is taken off, you can look at people very easily and see basically when they're going to be dying, because that death barcode is there, and they actually reek of death. We're talking about people smelling the death, we'll say, but you could actually feel the death and like a really bad vibration on people. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And the other thing I wanted to mention about the barcode clearing online, and especially for Kim, if she's still with us and listening, it's got the three sections that you do for each barcode. So first you clear the barcode itself, which takes 1 hour to do per barcode. And then you have the emotional release, for that barcode. And then you have the spirit integration, which is just, I love that part, because after you've released this death energy and, the emotional, trauma, you would say, that goes along with that, then your own spirit can come in, and you can just have that peace of that, of having your spirit energy return to you. And it's just a wonderful three-part step. So I just wanted to mention that so people are aware that there is a three-part process for clearing each one of the barcodes.
Yeah, that's good. And then you go to the next one. There's a drop-down box. So the first one starts off with 1. I think it's 01. And then you go to 02 after you do that. And each one takes 2 hours to do. Now, if you do the first part, number 1, for 1 hour, and then you clear the next one, which is the emotional trauma, which is 1/2 an hour in length, and you're kind of funky, then you can go back into it again and do another emotional trauma release. If you do it again and in an hour didn't help you out much, or you still feel a little funky, then you can just go to the timer and enter into it. It's preset for 30 minutes. You can go up to 99 minutes on it if you need to. And just keep clearing the emotional trauma out of you. Remember, this is your emotional body responding to losing your physical body, of it being homeless, okay? So your emotional body is transmitting to your physical body. We'll say tears and anxiety and whatever you're going through as far as a feeling, and then you want to get that off of you, and you want to get that emotional body cleansed. This is why we have the emotional trauma clearing, to cleanse the emotional body so that you're able to function. Otherwise, you might feel very upset that you had a death barcode, because that body's going to kick in. And remember, the emotional body does not want to leave your physical body, so it would be very scared and frightened. This is why you want to do the clearing to heal it. And then after you feel fine, and like I say, most people, 30 minutes is fine. I would say, from what I've been getting back from people, I'd say about maybe a third of the people doing it have had to do extra emotional trauma clearing. So just do that, and do it until you feel balanced again. And then after you feel balanced, then go on to the 30-minute spirit integration. And that's all that you need for spirit integration is 30 minutes. So the only variable would be the second one. The first one for 1 hour is fine, and the last one is fine. But the emotional trauma release might take longer for some people. And you're going to know how your body is responding just by doing it. And then you go to number 2 barcode and do the same process all over again. And you want to be on the computer, because you have to change each section from 1 to 2 to 3, okay? So you cannot do this absentee. You have to be dedicated to do this for probably 8 hours of time in case you get stuck with the emotional traumas. So most people have 3 barcodes. You do the first 3. If you're intuitive enough and you connect to your spirit and ask what's going on or ask your body, you know, you might have a couple of more, and you want to hit those too. So you do want to, you know, have the time available. I would not necessarily do it in 2 sessions. You know, I don't really recommend that. You know, you might want to put a day aside for you, and you will be probably in front of your computer. You can leave your computer, but you're going to have to come back, you know, after an hour or after maybe the 30-minute time to go into the next part of the healing. Otherwise, it'll just sit there. So you don't want to do that. You want to, you know, keep on, you know, the computer and watch it, or put a timer, you know, on in your house to have a ding or something so that you know to come back to change it. And you're going to feel yourself, you know, feeling much better. So you can do other things during the clearing, but you want to be conscious enough to come back to change the healing to the next step. And like I said, everybody has normally 3. Some may have 2, some may have 1, but most people have 3 of the, have 3. And the other 10% may have less or maybe a lot more. And, you know, you can go back into the site for like 1 week if you like to do some more emotional trauma release if you feel kind of funky. And then after that, I would say wait a week because you probably, you're only going to have a certain time frame to do this. And most people will say, you know, are off on the weekend. So then you probably do it on a Saturday or Sunday. And then after you do the death barcode, then do the same thing over again. If you had, say, 5 barcodes on the death one, then do 5 barcodes for the emotional stress one. And do it the next weekend or maybe, you know, maybe 2 weeks apart. It's up to you, but you want to get that over with. And, you know, do it all in one setting for each one of these here. And this is how it works. So we'll talk about, I guess maybe we can switch over here. Anything on the fast chat, Sylvia, that we need to talk about or answer some questions on?
Well, we just had quite a few comments about the barcodes. I saw, I think it was Heal was saying that, after part one, it was kind of like having a backpack lifted off, just feeling lighter. You know, and more like themselves, how they felt in good times and things like that, which is fantastic. Quite a few comments from Rob and Mike and Annika. So wonderful. Thank you, everyone, for typing in. So I don't see any questions right now, Ron, so just over to you.
Okay, so let's do a sample healing here, and we're going to do a clearing for emotional stress. So we'll do this for the last 10 days. So here we go. 10 days ago, cleared. 9 days, cleared. 8 days, cleared. 7 days, cleared. Boy, that one's a rough one. Let me go over the 7th day one here. Wow. Doing some more clearing here. That feels much better. So 6 days clear. That one's rough too. So somebody out there has stress here. And you probably know who you are as you start feeling your body relaxing more. Remember, your body holds the tension. And eventually that tension causes illness. We call it disease. And on down the line, as you get further into this here, of more stuff happening, then that causes death. So here we go. That one's cleared. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Okay, let's do another clearing here. We'll do a sample of what we're going to be doing this weekend here. This will be the 8-hour marathon here on Sunday. Well, also included in it is the 4-hour on Saturday, but we'll be doing some body organ rejuvenation right now just to give you a little sample here. So should we pick on Sylvia, any particular body organ you want to work with?
Oh, boy, let's see. How about the heart?
Okay, here we go. So We'll work with the heart right now. So let's take away some of the squid energies. So if you're new to the program, you're going to go, wow, how can I get a squid in my heart? That sounds pretty bizarre here. So just stay tuned. Okay. We have all these extraterrestrial life forms. You can see them on the website, if you like, under alien attack removal. And these are under parasites. So here comes a squid energy. I'm going to take this out of people. And we'll get one of them out. You could have hundreds. These are energetic life forms. They're not physical as yet, okay? But they do live off of your life force energy. So we're taking away one squid here. This will take about probably a minute or two to do here. So I'm just releasing some now out of people. You may or may not feel a change. You might feel your heart kind of skip a beat or speed up, maybe slow down. It's hard to say how people are going to respond to this heart energy. Remember, this works with your physical heart, okay? And let's just say that maybe you had a heart operation. You know, maybe you're going in for another second round of it or something. Well, maybe these energies here that we're clearing is what gave it to you to begin with. Remember, these are unseen energies. And we all know how the unseen energies work. There's practitioners doing spells, witchcraft, things on people. You all know about that. We know that people can bend spoons with their mind. It's the same process here. Mind's very powerful. And these energies also are extraterrestrial, and they work with the mind energy. This is where they come from, is mind. And here we go. Okay, that squid's released. How do you feel? Anybody want to comment on that in the fast chat, too? How do you feel, Sylvia?
I feel very good. And for me, it just, you know, it just felt like energy moving in that area. And also, it feels like, you know, those tentacles that they have kind of wrap around different places around there.
Okay, let's
like
do
the ribs and that kind of thing.
Yeah, let's do sinuses. That's more of a physical sensation for people. So here we go. Sinus energy, picking up. These are the caterpillars. Remember, on the website, you can go and get these things released, too, for $30 a month. It would not be probably as extensive what I'm doing here on these eight-hour sessions, but they still work, okay? And it's only $30 a month to get on this. You can go on it whenever you wish, as often as you wish in a month. So it's a very, very affordable. For a dollar a day, you can't beat it. Here we go. This is your energy of a caterpillar taken and being released from your sinuses here. So you might just see if you feel any sensations going on there. Okay. And if you can't come on the 8-hour sessions, you know, you can't come on at absentee, so there's, you know, you do have that option. Sometimes entities come in and they say, you know, We can't do this healing, you know, it's whatever reason, you know. And the entities don't want to get released out of you, so some of those are these shapeshifter energies, which don't want to get released, so they'll talk to you inside of your head, and so will the shadow bodies, and so will regular entities. So if you ask yourself for guidance in your head, it'll probably definitely tell you to run the other direction, not to do these things, and that you're perfectly fine. If you ask your spirit, it will definitely tell you that you would like to be more empowered, and in a way it can become more empowered to get these things out of you. So it will definitely say yes. So we're still working on your sinuses here. This is the caterpillar energy. These normally go into your joints, but somehow they're in the sinuses right now. So we're still doing the clearing here.
Ron, when you're done with that one, we have a request from Heal for the liver gallbladder area.
Okay, so that one's done. Okay, we'll do the, I guess we'll do the liver here. Here we go. And this one here looks more like the octopus energy. So again, you might even want to go on the website and clear out these energies, octopus energies out of you. Some people like to go on it for the evening of 8 hours at night when they're sleeping. And they'll program one of these energies to get taken out. And here we go. And it's really designed for alien attack energies from people.
which these things are, but it's designed to have people who have been abducted under attack by aliens. You know, that's when you have the if you feel your feet being poked at night or your body jerks a lot, you are under attack by the aliens. This is what's causing it, trying to drive pins into your feet, your ankles, toes to disrupt your energy cycle, energy flow of your body through the meridians. This is how they work with you. I haven't had anybody really tell me that they've had a problem with their navel area yet. There'll be another spot they could probably go to, but nobody's really commented on that. They just comment that people's legs jerk and you bounce around on your bed a lot. So this is why we have this on the website, so you can get these alien races cleared out of you. And then if you think of a poor baby moving around all the time, how much under attack they probably are. You know, little babies will start to cry, wiggling their feet a lot. You know, it's kind of a no-brainer once you understand what's happening. Or they jerk a lot. This is probably another process of the alien attacks here. So if you're in bed with a spouse and all of a sudden you see them jerk all of a sudden at night, well, guess what's happening to them? So we're working still on the liver here. There we go. Now we do gallbladder. Again, this is octopus energy. These are black ones, oddly enough. I've seen black ones. I think you can also input on the website in the text box. You can also put in other life forms. I think we're going to be adding a few more of the alien races to that at some point here in the very near future. So I'm going to see if I can get a separate title for it so that if you have went through it yourself and you probably have cleared maybe, I think there's probably close to 30 of those on there right now. So if you have cleared, we'll say all of them. I'm going to try to put them on so that they're separate, so that you're able to see them. Right now they're in alphabetical order, so I'll have to see how that works out. So that way you can go on there and say, oh, these are new ones here, and just do the new ones only, without having to read through the list. But we'll see if we can do it that way. The program may not allow that. So you might go on there now and maybe write down which ones you've worked with, because we'll be adding some new ones there. We had one of the people doing it who happened to do some web surfing, and he found a site which gave some more names, so we're going to be adding these names to it here. Okay, there we go. Back to you, Sylvia. That one's cleared up as much as we can right now.
Hey, well, my fast chat window is not cooperating right now, so I don't know if we have any other questions. Is there any more samples you wanted to do on this clearing, or do you want to get into something else?
Well, we could talk about the previous clearings here. I'll just mention what we have done in the past here, just for the newcomers here. We started off with entities. That's what I wanted to get out of people. That was, quite a while ago, what, maybe 4 months ago, Sylvia, I guess? And we did entities, and then we got into, we first did, I think, was it shapeshifters first, the parasites first? Well, anyway.
Yeah, first it was the parasites, and then.
First parasites, yeah.
And then there was the entities, the, you know, marathon entity release, and then the shadow.
Yeah.
Shadow bodies.
So we're going into the fourth month of these clearings. And so each one is what was three 8-hour time slots. So, and that's what was needed. And as you get on the calls, you're on the light ship throughout the call, along with that following week, and until the actual session ends. And then you're on it for about a week after that. So you're probably going to be on the light ship for a whole month as they release these out of you. Remember, you're in quarantine. The parts of you that can't have a healing because it's full of darkness. So these alien beings will never go to the light ship. So this will be the fourth month, I believe, of these marathon healings. If you're brand new to the show, just get on. Just don't think that you missed something, because you actually did. But, you know, get on these calls, because I may start to repeat them at some point. But, you know, the
light... So in other words, there's no prerequisite for people. They can just come right on.
Yeah, just come on. Don't think that because you didn't have the other months of the sessions that you're missing out, because the light ship will work with you at whatever level they see that you need help with. And so this upcoming one here is going to be for the body organ rejuvenation. So we've taken out different alien life forms, shapeshifters, shadow bodies, different things out of our physical organs. And we did that on the last 8-hour one. They started doing that, so we're now going to do a continuation of it. And you should have just more energy. And like I said, the cost on it for one person is $200, and you get 3 8-hours plus free 4-hour coming up this Saturday. So Saturday is 4 hours, and Sunday is 8 hours. So you have 12 hours of time there. And if you can't come on it for the full allotted time, just call in. You can always, be on absentee. Just know that it's going to be a little, maybe rock and rolling for you a little bit during the session, because these things do get released from you, and you might feel a sensation, and then it will be balanced out. So there's no reason not to. That excuse doesn't work, because you can get on absentee, and I have a lot of people who do that because they just can't afford the time, especially if they work like in a restaurant as a waitress or something, and they work in the weekend. They can't come on, but they can do the call. They just get on absentee. That's no problem whatsoever. So it's $200 for 28 hours of healing, and you're on the light ship for probably about a month as they take these things out of you, and it's just a wonderful way to get your health back. And by all means, if you haven't did the alien death barcode yet, man, get that done. It's very, very important. So back to you, Sylvia. Looks like our time is kind of getting close here.
Yeah, so the only thing I really have to add to that is just something I just feel so wonderful, is that by having this whole thing happen in this one-month period and that whole marathon of healing, really, by the end of the month, you can be in a completely different place, spiritually, physically, the whole thing. Because the main thing is that by getting out of you all of these different critters and entities and shadow bodies and alien creatures and so on, then just think how your own spirit can come and, be with you and be present in your body and actually integrate with the parts of the body that it hasn't been able to because you've been infested with this other stuff. And so having your spirit with you that much more present gives you the chance to really, recover your intuition and more of your spiritual abilities and your ability to be in the now and get your guidance and hear the voice of your spirit when it's communicating with you, and maybe it couldn't before because there was all this other stuff in the way. So it's kind of like an opportunity to walk into a complete different new paradigm in just a few weeks' time. So it's really, really an incredible opportunity. So I don't know what else to say on that, except for just if you haven't done it, come on it. If you've done it, then I don't even have to say anything because you know how incredible it is. So I guess that's all I have to say on that, and our time is up. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so our next DBS show is going to be Friday, and it's on Station 2. Right now you're on Station 1, so it's on Station 2, and it starts 5 minutes earlier. So it's at 6:55 when it starts. And then Saturday we have Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We do Light Ship healing for everybody listening. And we're up on the Light Ship for maybe, 10 or 15 minutes just to give samples of what it's like to go to the Light Ship for the newcomers so they have an exposure of how wonderful the Light Ship is and how these divine beings are here to help us. So I'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening, everybody. See you later. Bye.
Blessings. Good night.
Good night.